The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan says it's fired 8 security guards following allegations they engaged in lewd behavior and sexual misconduct during drunken parties. The guards left the country on Friday, and the embassy says senior management at the contracting company called Anchor Group has also been replaced. A former U.S. soldier convicted of rape and murder while serving in Iraq has been sentenced to life in prison. A judge gave 24-year-old Stephen Green 5 consecutive life sentences for raping and killing a 14-year-old Iraqi girl and murdering her family in Mahmoudiya near Baghdad in 2006. The World Trade Organization has issued a confidential ruling in a dispute between U.S. aircraft maker Boeing and its European rival Airbus over subsidies. Boeing had accused the EU of paying more than $200 billion to Airbus's parent company to develop new planes. A U.S. congressman says he's seen the report and that it confirms Washington's contention that Airbus received illegal subsidies. The WTO plans to make a final ruling next year. Mexican police have arrested 3 men suspected of killing more than 70 people in Ciudad Juarez. The victims include 17 patients shot dead at a drug rehab center on Wednesday. More than 4,000 people have been killed in drug-related violence in Mexico this year alone, as President Felipe Calderón continues a crackdown on drug cartels. Demonstrations have been held across Latin America in protest of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Thousands of people gathered in cities in Venezuela, Colombia, and Honduras. The protesters denounced Chavez's socialist agenda and accused him of meddling in international affairs. The rallies were organized using the online networking sites Twitter and Facebook. Gangs went on a looting spree and torched a police station in Gabon's city of Port-Gentil a day after presidential election results declaring Ali Ben Bongo the winner sparked protests. Bongo is the son of the late president who ruled the country for 40 years. Port-Gentil is Gabon's oil hub. On Thursday, protesters burned the French consulate there and attacked Total Oil Company offices. Floods in the West African country Burkina Faso have left over 150,000 people homeless. 8 people have died in the floods, and the capital is awash with water. Many bridges and dams have been destroyed, and the main hospital, which is close to a dam, was inundated. Some patients, including about 60 children, were evacuated from the facility.